All right. We mentioned yesterday, list came out of Canada's 100 best restaurants. Obviously, everyone looks at this list every year, see how we're doing. Montreal actually did really, really well. In fact, there are more restaurants in the top 100 here than there are in Toronto. Yay, Montreal. Including the number one restaurant on the list. So we wanted to talk about the list and that decision with Leslie Chesterman, former food critic over at the Restaurant Critic at the Montreal Gazette. Leslie, how are you?
Hi, Erin. Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
First question, you've seen the list. Anything like really jump out at you in terms of being surprised here?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've never been a fan of lists because the big problem for me as a former restaurant critic with lists is that actually the people who are judges come from all walks of life, which is good because it's not chefs and gourmet and food experts who go to restaurants. But I think at the end, you're not seeing any proof that they actually ate in the restaurants that they they rated or that they voted for. You're also not seeing, you know, any. It's kind of a little bit of a closed circuit of friends recommending things to friends. And, you know, the thing that jumped out to me most always when these lists come out are the names that are missing. And in Montreal, as well as we did, there's still a lot of our top restaurants that I think merit a spot on this list. I mean, it can't all be Montreal. It can't be 50 restaurants in Montreal and everywhere other in Canada. But, you know, there's some big names that are missing. And also the way that they're ranked sometimes rankles me because some restaurants that are really low on the list are fantastic and they should be much higher on the ranking.
Okay, fair.
I love all that. I was so curious on what you how you felt about this list. And I was reading that there were 130 judges. And so what you honed in on there was exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, that 130 people coming up with this list of 100 restaurants would probably each have their own individual, completely different list.
Yes, and a lot of them might, from out of town, might have heard that so-and-so in restaurant is good. So they're going to the restaurants that their chef friends or whatever are telling them to go to. So you get a little bit of a circle jerk that a lot of people are going to the same restaurants. There are not enough people who are, there are not enough restaurants from outside big cities on this list. I'm sure that's the same for every province. But there are some great restaurants. And two, I can think of two amazing restaurants in Laurentians that just don't get a mention at all. There's a restaurant that's fantastic that's in Rimouski, but she's been closed for a couple of years. And then there's some great restaurants in Montreal like Foxy, Le Club Chasse des Pêches, Au Pied de Cochon, Hogan and Beaufort, Tuck Shop, Graziella, blah, 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 that aren't on the list at all. So, you know, lists are great, and they're especially great for the people who make them, and the higher up they are, the better. And I think that Mont Lapin really is a restaurant that deserves number one spot because the talent at the top, the two of the key owners, Marc-Olivier Frappier and Vanya Filipic, are fantastic at what they do. But on the other hand, you know, there are a lot of people who are left out, and that's normal that they're, you know, they're not going to admit, they're going to keep on a brave face. But for me, as a former restaurant critic, I kind of saying, Le Club Chasse des Pêches not there, that's kind of ridiculous.
So you mentioned Mont Lapin, which is, for people who don't know, the number one restaurant in Canada, according to this list. You mentioned a couple of the people responsible for it, a couple of who used to work at Joe Beef, right? And Joe Beef has still managed to be on the list all these years later. I'm wondering, when you talk about places left out, and you mentioned a couple of them, how many of these would be the kind of place where the average person could actually go afford to eat?
Well, the thing is about restaurants these days is that post-pandemic, there are not a lot of restaurants that people can afford to go. You know, there are a lot of people who can't afford to go to even low-end restaurants. You know, I went to L'Express last week, and you're looking at $100 per person, and pre-pandemic, it would have been far less than that. So these are all expensive restaurants. I mean, let's not fool ourselves. If you're going somewhere and it's a chicken that's $30, it's a lot of money. So prices have gone up. So all of these restaurants are high-end. Yeah, there are some that are super high-end that are going to be a lot more expensive. Toke is going to be a lot more expensive. But, you know, I can't imagine that there are any restaurants on this list that aren't going to be expensive.
So okay. It's simply not accessible for the vast majority.
Yeah, Schwartz's is not on this list.
No, you know, nor is Snowden Deli, yes. So, okay.
Nor is Snowden Deli. Yeah. It's a lot of restaurants that are really high-end. Fine dining, but there's super fine dining. And then there's kind of more casual fine dining. So you're looking at like a difference between $200 a person or $125 a person, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I mentioned, too, it's kind of nice to see Montreal, though, with this many restaurants still, you know, at the top or in that top 100. Has Toronto caught up to us in terms of fine dining, Leslie?
You know, that's really hard to say because I've been to a few good restaurants in Toronto, and I always do, you know, I'm always kind of comparing in the back of my mind, as we all are. Montrealers are always comparing everything about Montreal and Toronto. I would say in Toronto, that's even more expensive, and Toronto doesn't have the same kind of level of sophistication when it comes to our wine lists or the service. The food is very good almost everywhere in big cities now. It's just that you want to make sure they also have a lot of local ingredients. You know, Toronto is kind of more or less no local cheese. You know, Montreal, they're kind of like 300 varieties. Quebec, 300 varieties of cheese. Toronto, like, probably two. You know what I mean? Like, it's just that
there's
a long way to go to catch up for many reasons. Suppliers, a lot of people are still getting their ingredients from Quebec because we've got a great supply chain. You know, years ago, I even knew a chef who was getting his fish from Quebec and his little vegetables flown in FedEx from Quebec, you know? So that was a long time ago, and things have really improved. I think Montreal, this really proves that Montreal is a very strong dining scene. But, you know, don't forget Quebec City. Quebec City is an amazing, much smaller city, amazing dining scene, amazing chefs, maybe even better ingredients. And it's also a little bit neglected on this list, Quebec City, for sure.
I was thinking about how our expectations are so different too, depending on the destination. Like, I think your expectations in Montreal are going to be that much higher. But I'm going to ask you, Leslie, the question that you will probably hate to answer. So apologies in advance. Are there any restaurants on this list that you're like, that restaurant should not be on this list?
You know, no. And I'm really critical and very open about being very critical. There's not one restaurant I see on that list that doesn't deserve to be there, but I do think that there are others that do, so it can't be a list of 150 restaurants. But I'm more irked by the ranking. You know, if I see a restaurant that's like in the 40s and I see a much better restaurant in the 70s or the 90s, that bothers me more. But I really don't see any restaurants that I say, you know, forget about it. You know, that's really not the issue here. It really is more about the ones that were left out. Yes, the ones that were left out, I think, are better than some of the ones that are on the list. But I can't really see any blatantly, you know, there's nothing blatant there that I'm going, no way. You know, just no way. Yeah, everything there is very good.
So in terms of small restaurants, and I know we were talking yesterday when the list came out, and I think the story was that at Mont Lapin, they did something counterintuitive, right? They expanded during the pandemic, managed to stick around, and they're now in a bigger location. What about small restaurants that you sort of noticed on the list that might be worth eating at in this city?
Yeah, I'm going to have to pull up the list to look at it again, but there are places like Mocioni that I really like. The problem is with small restaurants is it's really impossible now to get reservations at a lot of these places. So you're waiting a month in advance, which was something that was very rare before. So small restaurants are great. They're very hard to get into. Biba's a small restaurant. I don't know how long it is for a restaurant, for a reservation there, but you know, there is a great restaurant in Quebec City called Batuto, which is not on the list, which last year won best restaurant in Quebec at the Laurier de la Gastronomie. And I really don't know what you have to do to get a reservation there, because it's like the reservations open on the first of the month. It's a very small restaurant. It's like they're gone immediately. You're thinking, well, what do I do? Like, I was there right at the beginning when they said they're opening reservations. It's like concerts, you know, that if you get on site, like everything is already gone, you know?
Wow.
So sometimes I think it'd be easier to get a ticket like at a Taylor Swift concert than at some of these restaurants, because it's just nuts. But yeah, everything that is on the Montreal list is amazing. And I'm just saying that we could have gone even further in Montreal. And I do understand we have to have restaurants from all over. I mean, there has to be a restaurant from PEI. There has to be restaurants from the smaller provinces for sure. You know, places like Saskatchewan, Manitoba, they maybe could have more complaints than we could in Montreal. But we're very, you know, Montreal, if anything, we're like known as a dining destination. It's like the reason people come here. You can see a lot of other great things in Toronto than Montreal, but our dining out scene is really key to this city. So it's important that it stays strong. So it's important for us to do well on these lists.
Which apparently we have. Well, we did this year. So there you go. Leslie, thank you so much.
And congratulations to the chef and all the talent in this city and everybody along the way, the bakers, the everything makers, because, you know, we all sit here and we say, aren't we great? But These men and women in restaurants are working so hard, and they're so good. So congratulations to them.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Well said.
I love that. Leslie, thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care.
Guys.
See you
Bye.
Soon. Leslie Chesterman, former Gazette restaurant critic, on that top 100 list. You can find it online if you're interested. And good luck trying to get a reservation to Mont Lapin.